Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think this is really a hot take, but I think almost everyone would love to go on at least one game show. Even if you're shy and you don't like the spotlight, you're like, in a perfect world, I would go on blank and I would kill it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, you get to pick one game show you get to be on. Steve, what is it? Game show or reality game show? So like Master Chef to Price is Right kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's one that has,
but it has
been,
to be a competition.
Has been stuck in my head. It's not on anymore, but it's been stuck in my head for 35 years. I always wanted to go on Double Dare.
Oh,
with Mark Summers.
You're speaking to an entire generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Double Dare.
The giant nose.
Double Dare, Guts, or, oh, what
I don't
was
know, Guts.
Yeah, Guts was another Nickelodeon one. Oh, what was the one? American Gladiators.
Oh, yeah, that would have been
fun. Oh, man,
that would
have been hilarious.
Kelly, what would you pick?
I mean, my heart says The Price is Right. I grew up watching that. But today, you guys pointed this out the other day. Excuse me, gross. Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
Because they do win,
either
like,
would be amazing.
A $250,000 or whatever at the end of it. And I want that.
And it'd be fun.
Yeah, and it's fun. They always seem to have a super nice cast.
Howings?
I want to go on College Jeopardy.
But you want to go as 50-whatever-year-old.
Whether I was 50 or when I was still in college. I would really do good at those, but the more adult people that get into British Lit and all that, when they have those categories,
yeah.
I am so screwed.
Yeah.
I don't know any of that stuff. But when they would ask questions about, you know, sports or current music, those kids would always blow it. They suck.
Yes.
They'd go, I go, how do you not know Boys to Men?
Right?
So,
mate, what about you?
I would do that.
I had said nailed it the other day when we were talking about reality shows. Right. I would like to do that one, but I also think Wipeout.
Would
that
you?
Always looked so fun.
Tell me, what game show would you go on, or what game show competition?
Yeah, there's one new one out there called 99 to Beat.
Is that the one where you just can't be last?
Yeah.
That one interests me quite a bit because of the tasks and everything.
Yeah, I used to love Minute to Win It when it was on way back when.
Yeah.
And that's basically this, but with more people and better chances of winning, which is great for me because I just have to not take last, and I can probably do that.
Yeah. How do you win the biggest prize on that game?
You know, I don't know. I guess just not losing.
99 out of 100 advance. What are we doing?
I'm not sure how the first couple rounds go, because surely there's got to be like a 30-person loss at some point, right? Like
probably like an 80, but yeah, maybe
okay,
I should watch the show we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe I should just watch it.
Maybe not. All right, so these are all people who win on game shows or reality game shows. You know, I guess kind of a blurry line between them. Text. I was on MasterChef. It's completely staged. They even go so far as to have handlers with every cook doing most of the plating. It's all a ruse.
That doesn't surprise me.
That sucks, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me.
That surprises me. I'm so sad about that. I always thought these people were so talented and like it's super unattainable to go on there because they know things that I don't.
Right? This one, I dated a guy who was on Chopped. He said it's not as rushed as they make it seem. It's another cooking show, and that they are allowed to sip the alcohol they're using in the food. That's not surprising.
Well, yeah, when you're cooking, you better be sipping on something good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part about cooking, having you a little glass of wine while you're setting up a whole meal. That's nice.
This one is not surprising at all. I had a cousin who won my country's version of Survivor. He finished the final competition a good 45 minutes before everyone else. But then in the edit, they made it seem like he barely won with just a few inches ahead of second place. But that is, so that's reality TV always.
Yeah, of course. Like, of course, because, I mean, if you're watching a television show and somebody finishes and there's no drama involved, it's a boring show.
Yeah, then it makes it feel like anybody can do it, too.
Right. Yes. Yeah, right? That used to catch that in Amazing Race, where one team would just be smoking everybody. And then when it got to the finals, you know, there's the host, Phil Keegan. He would always be out somewhere public looking for whoever came running around the corner. And he'd always have to do that obligatory shot of him looking like, oh, I wonder who's going to be coming. Oh, there they are. It's the team that's been ahead the entire episode because they're the only one who caught the flight from Munich to Liberia to make it the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they still try to build that drama. And if you don't pay attention, you forget. All right. This person, Price is Right. Like, who? No one, none of us would turn down that chance, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, let's say you went and waited in line to get in the audience. Because when you don't know you're getting up there, right?
No.
The producers come through, they meet you, if you've seen those documentaries, and it's all about the vibe you give. And if you give enough energy, they might choose you, right?
Right.
Would you amp up your energy to try to get on?
Of course.
Definitely. I'd wear a shirt that says, I'm coming, like C-O-M-I-N-G. So that way when I'm running down the aisle, it's like I'm so excited. Here I come. I mean, I would just play it up.
Like a pun with the host's name on. Drew, carry me home to Virginia. Yeah, I don't know.
Of course. I mean, if you're going to go bother being in the audience, then why not try to be one of the people who gets called up to play?
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
This person writes, I won the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right in 2012. It is a long day. You get in line at around 6 a.m. Then you get put through quick interviews. They ask your name, where you're from, and what do you do for work. I have no idea why they picked me because I thought my answers were pretty unenthusiastic. I was just happy to be in the audience. I guess that I was a young 23-year-old woman with okay legs. You don't know if you'll be called to come on down until now. And yes, the wheel is heavy. So that'd be pretty crazy if you're sitting there and you're like, I gave bland answers. And you're watching all these other people lose their mind. Like, I'm going to be on the show. And you're like, yes, I'm Daphne. I'm 23 and I go to the University of Idaho. And all of a sudden you get called down. I can see why people freak out in that moment. Yeah. Right.
I think I'd lie about my age. I think I'd say I'm like 35. 38 has a weird like roundness to it that doesn't sound as good and sharp as 35.
Really?
And I don't know why. When I think of 38, I think of like orange. But when I think of 35, I think of like bright red and like, here I come, you know.
Do you have that thing where you see certain numbers as certain colors?
Numbers are like more so like shapes to me. But then when I really think about it, I have to apply a color to it. But
so like 17, what color is that number to you?
I don't care for that. Like brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it just brings brown
whatever,
to mind.
16 feels like a rainbow.
When you guys imagine numbers, like if I say 17, what did you picture in your head?
The number one.
The number 17.
Like black and white.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Me I mean, I could picture it in any color if I want, I guess. But
naturally, without thinking about it, it's
just a number.
And for you, like one of my boys is that way.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, sevens are always red or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a term for that. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I do it with every number, though. I think there's just some numbers that I think are so pretty.
Yeah. After the show, she says, you're pulled into the back room to discuss prize acceptance, paperwork, and taxes. You then sign an NDA declaring you will not tell others the outcome of your episode, which airs 3 months after filming. The prizes are truly nice and high quality. I won 3 international trips in the showcase, and the locations and the accommodations were all incredible.
Hell yeah. See, that's what I want. I don't want the car. I think if I needed a car, I'd want a car, but like I want the trips.
I almost always wouldn't want the car they're buying me, but I'd like the money for it.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that where you choose the money. But if I got the Showcase Showdown that was like trip themed, I'm betting on it.
That'd be pretty cool. This one, I worked with someone who organized his wedding and got married on Don't Tell the Bride. Do you see that? It's where guys surprise the bride with, here's a wedding. The whole thing was scripted right down to how they met and fell into a love story. The only thing real was that they were a couple who wanted to get married.
That's like House Hunters.
So they changed. They literally changed their story, too. Yeah, House Hunters, if you watch that, you know that the house that when they tour it, that's furnished, is the one they're going to get because they've already purchased it. The other two are just houses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wanted to go on American Idol. I mean, I'm sure still do, but back in the day, everybody wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin went on American Idol, and she apparently went on a day when they were not in the mood to see people. She said people were going in and out of the room with the producers like a revolving door. When her number got called, she went in, sang for about 5 seconds, and they said, thank you. And then she was escorted out. No banter, no funny talk, no cameras, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, they know who they're going to pick already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like they do that where it's, okay, this person's just got an average voice like so many people do. Like, get them in, get them out really quick, like a revolving door. Mm-hmm. And then it's the people that are exceptionally good and the people that are exceptionally bad.
Right.
That they say, okay, come back tomorrow and we'll, yes, quote, film.
Yes. How much do you get if you get called down to contestants row on Price is Right, but you do not win the bidding wars to get on stage?
$250?
Pretty close. $300.
Yeah. Oh, I would have said none.
Yeah, I didn't know you
got anything.
And that's tax-free right there because it ain't over $500. Boom.
As a phone-a-friend who wants to on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I was, I knew my friend was going to be on. There is no rule for the phone-a-friend against Googling. So instead of studying as the phone-a-friend, I practiced Googling all kinds of esoteric subjects for a few weeks. I helped my friend win $50,000. So yeah, you want someone who can successfully Google in that moment who's, yeah, standing by.
Yeah, totally. I've always thought that. I'm like, God, you got to get, yeah, somebody who knows how to look something up real fast. I mean, it's great if you have somebody who's got an encyclopedic knowledge of things, but also a computer would be cool.
Yeah. What happens if they hear them typing, though, and they know they're Googling? Does the host
I guess
say?
Technically there's no rule against it.
Yeah,
so
I
maybe
don't,
they,
yeah, I
they
mean,
would have no way to
play with the audio.
It.
I was on Price is Right. The stage is much smaller, and the colors, including the makeup of the host, are much brighter than those seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They took my social security number in case I was picked for tax purposes. Everyone said act enthusiastically to get picked, but I just couldn't fake it. It's not my personality. Despite that, I got picked. I must have been wearing a good outfit for TV or something. I ended up winning a lot of money on Plinko.
That's cool.
Yeah. On Jeopardy. Tiny lights surround the game board that are not visible on camera. You can't ring in until the lights flash. If you try to do so before the lights flash, you get locked out for a few seconds. That's why you see people rapidly clicking the signaling device,
mm-hmm,
but all at the same time, mm-hmm, which makes sense.
Yeah.
That would have been annoying if that game probably doesn't work if they let the contestants interrupt the host every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be very difficult.
Yeah. Let's see. This one's interesting. People that live in Los Angeles, they go on game shows for business. I've been on 6 game shows from 1983 until 1997, including Catchphrase, Now You See It, and The Weakest Link. They all mostly shot 5 episodes each day, so it's a long day. They start reviewing the rules, your wardrobe, signing contracts, etc. Eventually, you play practice games on the actual set. Food is provided, and generally, episodes were shot 3 months before airing, and I didn't receive any money or prizes until 1 month after airing. Of course, you pay taxes on the prizes in cash, and you can refuse any as well. I declined a trip to Australia. Most travel prizes are for the off-season, and the windows are only 2 months long, so you're not going to get to go at peak season. This one about house hunters. Everything was fake. They already had a house and had no intention of buying one. Apparently, one of their friends who worked on the show just asked them to do it because the show producers said they needed a gay couple. They hadn't had one in a while. So they already had a house. They had them fake it all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise
me
at all, you know.
It'd be fun.
It'd be great fun to be on House Hunters when you're not actually looking, but you're just like,
yeah, you're just
looking for
snoop,
the show.
Yeah,
like, all right, yeah, let's go look at some houses, film us, and we'll make comments. And
I mean, I'd do it. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
This one. I went to a taping of Wheel of Fortune. They taped 3 shows. I legit was exhausted by the end. You never realize how much the audience is expected to clap and scream during a show until you have to do it. I could see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lot, especially 3 episodes.
Yeah. I guess you can't just get up and leave.
What about being an audience member on Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, God. I think I would hate it because so many of those videos are not funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have liked it with the kids. And even now, they're still young enough where I think they'd have fun. And so it'd be fun. But they say they literally had empty plates and cups at some tables and a sign that lit up saying, laugh! Sometimes they would even move audience members depending on how well they laughed. You'd get moved to the front or to the back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's just old regular TV trickery there.
This one, I've been on MasterChef. The judges have a ton of stylists following them around, so they look the same between takes. All the timers were fake. They usually recorded all the countdowns and sentences announcing how much time was left at the taping's beginning or end, sometimes even while we were cooking. They recorded them when the lighting was okay. Also, nothing is a surprise. You can practice your dish for a week or more before the episode. And there are no surprise ingredients. They also train you in presentation. Sometimes your dish gets moved around on the plate by personnel for lighting reasons or whatever. I don't like this.
I don't either, because I have seen so many episodes of that where people get eliminated because of their plating.
Right. That is a big thing they say.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't get it. This one, I went to a taping for a reality singing competition like American Idol. Each taping had a nightly winner who moved on. They filmed the results several times. I felt bad for the person who got second place and had to keep refilming their loss
over and over.
That sucks.
Oh, wow.
That would really be.
Yep, that's a bummer.
Let's do it again. You didn't look disappointed enough. Try to cry. Don't forget you had a pet that died. From the top, hand the envelope. That'd be a real bummer.
It would be. Like, yeah, I know. I got it. I'm out.
I don't think I don't know. I'd still do it, though, because who doesn't want attention? That's, I guess, all I'm saying. Also, I can't sing. I'm not getting that far.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.